Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates government's commitment to empower farmers to make them key drivers of a self-reliant and developed India. Centre asks states and union territories to adopt UPI for collecting admission and examination fees in schools. NCW seeks a report from West Bengal police on Durgapur medical student gang rape case within 5 days. Intense clashes erupt along Pakistan-Afghanistan border after attack by Taliban on Pakistani military posts following airstrike in Kabul. And in Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India to take on Australia in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated the government's commitment to empowering farmers through innovation, investment and market access to make them key drivers of a self-reliant and developed India. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of multiple projects and schemes worth over 42,000 crore rupees in agriculture and allied sectors in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, the Prime Minister launched two major schemes in the agriculture sector, PM Dhanya Krishi Yojana and Mission for Atmanirbharta in Pulses. Prime Minister Modi said the two schemes are designed to usher in a new era of self-reliance, rural empowerment and agricultural innovation.
Desh ki atmanirbharta ke liye, kisano ke kalyan ke liye, do mahatvapurna nayi yojanao ki shuruaat ho rahi hai. Pahli, Pradhan Mantri Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana aur dusri, Dalhan Atmanirbharta Mission. ये दो योजनाएं भारत के करोड़ों किसानों का भाग्य बदलने का काम करेगी। इन योजनाओं पर भारत सरकार करीब 35,000 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा खर्च करने वाली है।
Mr. Modi urged farmers to not only work towards self-sufficiency but also target the global market by growing export-oriented crops that can reduce imports and boost India's agricultural exports.
मेरे प्यारे किसान साथियों, आपने आजादी के बाद भारत को अन्न उत्पादन में आत्मनिर्भर बनाया। अब विकसित भारत बनाने में आपकी बहुत बड़ी भूमिका है। एक तरफ हमें आत्मनिर्भर होना ही है, दूसरी तरफ हमें वैश्विक बाजार के लिए भी उत्पादन करना है, अब हमें दुनिया के दरवाजों पर दस्तक देनी है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi received Ambassador Designate of the United States to India, Sergio Gore, at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his tenure will further strengthen the India-US Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar also discussed India-US relationship and its global significance with Mr. Sergio Gore. Mr. Gore also held talks with National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal. Mr. Gore said that the US and India are committed to advancing a free Indo-Pacific. Following a series of meetings, the US Ambassador Designate to India released a statement and said that the US values its relationship with India and under the strong leadership of President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Modi, both nations will have great days ahead. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Chief Executive Officer of Anthropic, Dario Amodei, in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he's looking forward to working together to harness AI for growth across key sectors. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also met Mr. Amodei. In a social media post, the minister mentioned that the Anthropic CEO expressed confidence in India's artificial intelligence ecosystem and its vast talent pool. The Union Education Ministry has urged schools across states and union territories to adopt the Unified Payments Interface, UPI, for collecting admission and examination fees. The move is aimed at modernizing administrative processes and enhance convenience for parents and students. More from our correspondent.
In a letter addressed to states, UTs and autonomous bodies such as NCERT, CBSE, KVS and NVS, Department of School Education and Literacy emphasized leveraging digital payment platforms like UPI, mobile wallets and net banking to streamline financial transactions in schools. The move is part of broader efforts to promote ease of living and schooling through legislative, policy and institutional reforms. The adoption of digital payment systems is expected to bring multiple benefits, including greater convenience, transparency, and the ability for parents to make payments remotely without visiting schools. Komudi Parikh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that will empower different industries of Assam.
The next generation GST reforms are a major relief for Assam's workers, artisans and farmers. The reduction of tax rates on Assam's famous tea and instant tea packs to 5% will significantly ease the cost burden on cultivators and boost the state's tea exports. Similarly, the tax rates on rich handloom and handicraft items such as Muga silk, Gamosa, Bihu dhol and Assam Japi have been reduced from 12% to 5%, benefiting weavers and artisans, especially the women-led self-help groups. In addition, agricultural products like Johar rice, Boka sol, Kaji nemu and Tezpur liche will now attract 5% GST, improving margins for local producers and making them more affordable for consumers. Vedaditya, Drishti Bunyani, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has taken sua motu cognizance of the alleged gang rape of a medical student from Odisha in Durgapur, West Bengal. NCW Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar has written to the West Bengal Director General of Police seeking the immediate arrest of all accused. The NCW has also demanded an action taken report within 5 days. NCW member Dr. Archana Mojumdar visited the medical college and hospital yesterday, spoke with the survivor and inspected the crime scene. A second-year MBBS student from Odisha studying at a private medical college in Durgapur was allegedly gang-raped by 3 men near the college premises on Friday evening. Police have detained one person after the victim's parents lodged an FIR. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has urged his West Bengal counterpart, Mamata Banerjee, to ensure swift and strict action against the culprits. The survivor, a resident of Jaleshwar in Odisha, is currently undergoing treatment at the college hospital and has recorded her statement with the police. The alleged assault has triggered widespread outrage. Doctors' associations and opposition parties have demanded stringent punishment for those responsible. Political activity has intensified ahead of the Bihar Assembly elections, with constituent parties of both NDA and the Grand Alliance holding a series of meetings to finalise the seat-sharing formula. Our correspondent has the details.
Talks are continuing among top leaders of both the ruling NDA and the opposition Grand Alliance to resolve the ongoing deadlock over seat sharing for the Bihar Assembly elections. Due to the delay in the formal announcement of seat sharing distribution within the NDA, many candidates have not yet been able to start their election campaigns for the first phase of polling, which will be held on 6th November. Efforts are also underway within the Grand Alliance to break the impasse over seat sharing. The Rashtriya Janata Dal, Congress and left parties have allowed several of their potential candidates to begin preparation for filing nominations. Meanwhile, Asaduddin Owaisi-led AIMIM has announced the names of its 32 candidates for the assembly elections. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Afghan Foreign Minister Maulavi Amir Khan Muttaqi, who is in India for a week-long diplomatic visit, will visit Taj Mahal in Agra today. He will then attend a meeting with industry and business representatives in New Delhi. Muttaqi may also have a separate meeting with National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. This meeting is likely to discuss issues related to security, counter-terrorism, humanitarian aid and visas for Afghan students and businessmen. Intense clashes erupted along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border last night after an attack by the Taliban on Pakistani military posts. This escalation comes after a Pakistani airstrike in Kabul this week, as reported by security officials from both nations. We have a report.
According to senior Taliban officials, their forces launched armed reprisals against Pakistani troops, alleging that Islamabad had conducted airstrikes on Afghan territory. They claim to have seized two Pakistani border posts in the southern province of Helmand, which was confirmed by local authorities. Pakistani security officials acknowledged clashes at several border locations, stating they were responding forcefully. On Thursday, two explosions were reported in the Afghan capital and another in southeastern Afghanistan. The Taliban-run defense ministry subsequently accused Pakistan of violating its sovereignty in connection with the attacks. While Islamabad has not explicitly claimed responsibility for the attacks, it has called on Kabul to cease harboring the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan. The two countries share a nearly 2,600-kilometer-long, rugged and mountainous border known as the Durand Line. Swati Rakheja, News Desk.
The ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup. India will take on Australia and Vishakhapatnam today. The match will start at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Both teams began the tournament as favourites, but Australia hold the definite edge in the match as the only undefeated team after the first three group stage matches. Meanwhile, India were handed their first loss of the World Cup when South Africa pulled off a three-wicket win on Thursday. In men's cricket, West Indies will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 144 against India on day three of the second test at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi today. The match is scheduled to start at 9:30 a.m. West Indies are trailing by 378 runs. On day two yesterday, Shai Hope and Tevin Imlach were at the crease at the draw of stumps. Earlier in the day, India declared its innings on 518 for 5 with Yashasvi Jaiswal and Indian skipper Shubman Gill scoring brilliant centuries. The national capital, Delhi, witnessed an energetic start to the Vedanta Delhi Half Marathon 2025 this morning as people from all age groups participated with great enthusiasm. The 20th edition of the marathon was flagged off by Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya. The event also saw the presence of Delhi's Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The weather agency forecast heavy rainfall conditions over Andhra Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, coastal Karnataka, Lakshadweep, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Odisha and South Interior Karnataka today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sunil. U.S. calls on PM amid trade tiff. Seeks to reset ties, headlines the Asian Age, referring to U.S. Ambassador-designate Sergio Gore's meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Trump considers Modi a great friend, says Gore, is the headlines in the Hindustan Times. In the wake of Trump administration's crackdown on international students, the U.S. has seen a 44% dip in Indian student arrivals compared to last year, the sharpest since COVID, reports the Indian Express. Prime Minister Modi launches two mega central agricultural schemes, writes the Times of India, quoting the Prime Minister saying that these will change the fate of crores of farmers. And finally, the Pioneer reports that various enforcement and monitoring protocols have already been put in place for firecracker violations in Delhi, even as clarity is awaited over celebrating this Diwali with firecrackers. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates government's commitment to empower farmers to make them key drivers of self-reliant and developed India. Centre asks states and union territories to adopt UPI for collecting admission and examination fees in schools. NCW seeks a report from West Bengal police on Durgapur medical student gang rape case within 5 days. Intense clashes erupt along Pakistan-Afghanistan border after attack by Taliban on Pakistani military posts following a strike in Kabul. And in Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India to take on Australia in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.